CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm here with my beautiful CPA and co-host, Marit.
Hi, guys.
We're here to talk about a testy subject. We've actually been talking about a little bit off camera, but we're talking about, do I need just an umbrella policy if I have rental properties, or do I also need an LLC, or do I just need an LLC? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, because you have some people that think one way, you have some people that think the other, and you have some people that think all inclusively, is that overkill? So
right. Yeah, this really came up. This has actually come up for me throughout the years of doing taxes and having clients that have rentals. And you're right. Either they're like, I have an LLC, I'm good, or I don't need an LLC for my rentals because I have a great umbrella policy. And, you know, I kind of started asking some of the other practitioners in my group, because I believe in full protection and trying to offer, you know, the best comprehensive advice that I can give to, you know, a client who has rental property in terms of how they can protect themselves. And I said, well, what do you guys say when you have a client who says, I don't need an umbrella or I don't need an LLC for my rentals because I have a great umbrella policy? You know, so then I asked Kristen, because she's the rental queen, do you have an umbrella policy? And what do you think about that? So let's ask her again now that we're not off camera.
So I do have an umbrella policy, but I'm going to preface this with I own 4 long-term rentals. I owned 4 and currently do 4 long-term rentals before I got an umbrella policy. I only got an umbrella policy this past year in 2023 after I got my Airbnb. And my Airbnb is on a saltwater channel. And my concern was because earlier in the summer, somebody's child did drown in one of the channels. And that scared me. So I wanted to have a little bit of extra protection. So we put up a little bit of a fence so you can't just tumble into the channel. There's a physical barrier of protection. But then we also did an umbrella policy where my aunt actually has many Airbnbs in St. George's Island. It's beautiful. But she had mentioned getting an umbrella policy. And I was like, that seems a little extreme. I don't think I really need one. And when we looked into it, it was like, you know what? We should have one. It's an extra barrier of protection to protect my own assets. But that being said, I always open up an LLC when I have a rental property. So I have an LLC for my long-term rentals and I have an LLC for my short-term rental. And if I buy another short-term rental, I'm going to have another LLC for my next short-term rental. So I have both. I think there's importance of both of them.
Yeah. And the way I look at it is the LLC is going to be the first most important barrier of protection besides the physical, but that barrier, because it protects you and your personal assets. So if anything happens within that rental, it's only that particular LLC and you're protected. The umbrella policy, and that's the thing, is sometimes they're pretty cheap. They're like $500-$600 a year, depending.
Mine was not cheap.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I guess it depends on where you live and where you're placed. So that's something you could, like, some people will do the umbrella because it's cheaper than their state fees to set up and maintain an LLC. But I mean, when I was talking to the practitioners in the group, I've never actually had a client who's been in a lawsuit or had an issue where they actually needed the umbrella policy to kick into place. But some of the practitioners I was talking to, when I asked them about this, they were like, oh, try and get the insurance people to pay up. Just try it. You know, like the umbrella policy sounds great on paper, but actually get them to step in and pay for, you know, anything of the lawsuit, it's like very difficult. And then even if they do, if the judgment is higher than what they're willing to pay, if you don't have that LLC in place, now your personal assets are subject to the judgment and you are more at risk because you don't have that legal barrier of protection or anything insurance is not covering.
But so, also that legal barrier of protection. So we had opened up an LLC when we bought our first long-term rental. I opened up an LLC and I didn't put the deed. So we buy the property. It's in our names, our personal names, because a brand new LLC doesn't have any credit. So I buy the property. It's in my name. Then, and I mortgage it, right? So then I also have an LLC where I'm doing all business, all the rent payments, any, you know, repairs, damages and stuff. It's all going in and out of this one checking account associated with my long-term rentals, right? If you don't move the deed into the LLC, you're not protected. So you have to take that extra step. Otherwise, there's nothing there to protect you. Otherwise, that property is in your name. And if something happens at that house, that property that's being rented, it falls under you personally. There's nothing there that says that that property is in that LLC. So keep that in mind. You have to go that extra step. There are also attorneys that will not move it, will not move the deed into your LLC's name. Because of there's a, this might be a little off topic, but there's like a clause where it's like a call, they'll call the loan. If the mortgage company finds out that you did that, they can call the loan. There's also another law in place where I know my attorney will kind of rebut with this law that says that I can do that and I know that I'm protected, but your attorney has to be willing to make that move for you, even though there's a mortgage there, because a mortgage company is going to tell you, no, you can't do that. As long as you're not planning on refinancing, you can do it, because that's that move is a strategic move. You have to do that to protect yourself. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. And actually they do. You're right. People are afraid of that due on sale clause. If they deed,
I was petrified of it.
Yeah, no. And from what I've learned from talking with the attorneys in our network is that they make the point of like the bank just wants to get paid. As long as you're going to keep making your payments, they don't care if you deed the property into the name of the LLC. And also they are not going to like, they know that you're doing it for asset protection. And so, yeah, when you find the right attorney who's willing to make that risk, I definitely think it's worth it, because you reminded me when you were saying that another thing that the people in my group were talking about were the fact that if you're in a lawsuit and it's for a property that is titled in your name, not only, you know, does that subject you to all the other liabilities we talked about, but you also could find yourself in financial limbo where you have a way harder time doing any other financial transactions because now you're in a in your own personal name and you're financially paralyzed for whatever amount of time it takes until you settle. So that reminded me when you said that, because I had forgotten there was that whole thing about deeding your home into the LLC as like a very important part of the process.
Yeah. My name, my husband's name, we're not on the deeds for our properties, for our rental properties. So that's, to me, that's a full layer of protection. It's hard. Like, yes, I own the LLC, but other than owning the LLC itself, if you look at the property, you look at the deed, my name's nowhere to be found.
Yeah. So I hope, I think we covered, you know, the fact that you can do both. It's not independent, but it, you know, if you're going to pick anything, I would say the LLC is definitely the better route, because as long as you, and I really, I'm backpedaling here, but I liked how you said you had a separate checking account that you ran all of your income and expenses for that particular rental. And you have to have that as part of keeping the LLC as a separate entity and making sure that if you were in a lawsuit, the other lawyer couldn't, you know, say that you're piercing the corporate veil. We love to talk about piercing the corporate veil, basically saying you're intermingling. It's like you can have an LLC for your property, but if you're not treating it as a separate business and everything's still being run out of your own checking account and you have no separation, then your LLC isn't going to be as protective as it could be. But regardless, that's the first step. And then if you want to add umbrella, add all the umbrella you want, but I definitely wouldn't say that that should be the only thing that you're depending on for various reasons we just talked about.
I mean, strategically, if it were up to me and I had a choice between one or the other, I would definitely say that the LLC is a better layer of protection. There's a chance that it won't break through the LLC if there was some kind of legal issue going on. There's a chance it won't even break through the LLC and you're completely protected. So that umbrella policy is like a catch-all if all hell breaks loose. But for the most part, I think the LLC is the most important part. Yeah, it might be a little bit more expensive to set up the LLC, but I'm going to say my grandpa always said this, God rest his soul, cheap is expensive. If you're going to be cheap on the front of with something, you're going to end up paying a lot more money on the back end. So remember that when you're trying to cut corners, do it right the first time, and then you won't have to be punished on the back end.
Yeah, and don't just rely on umbrella insurance because apparently it's very hard to get them to pay up. That's the word on the accounting street.
There you go. All right, guys, I hope you guys liked this video. It was kind of fun to film. I love when we get to go back and forth like this. But if you have any questions about this topic, definitely comment below. We'll be happy to answer them for you. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.